So I want to talk about your two patients, but before I do, I want to get a second opinion on a case that's also being presented on the same program that you're going to be on by Dr. Kamaki, radiation oncologist from MD Anderson. And kind of relevant to what you were talking about before, she presented an older patient who had prior surgery for lung cancer, now had a second lung cancer, and really was felt by the surgeons that he didn't have enough pulmonary reserve to tolerate surgery. This patient had a really good result from stereotactic radiation. And she was talking about that effort that they have looking at stereotactic radiation, what they've been seeing, and their interest. And they actually have a study trying to randomize between surgery and stereotactic radiation. What do you think about this whole strategy and this research question?
I think you may have asked the right person or the wrong person, because as the lung cancer surgeon for the RTOG, Bob Timmerman and I are actually the PIs of the trial, a national trial, in which we take patients who actually are now surgical candidates, lesions less than 5 centimeters, people who would have a lobectomy otherwise. These patients, in a very carefully constructed phase 2 study, will get SBRT to the lesion with PET scans pre and post and CAT scans pre and post to see whether this is a feasible thing to do. I think Ritzko is correct. I think that we're moving toward a time now to look at SBRT for patients who otherwise may be resectable, because the data in unresectable patients has been very promising, with incredible control rates at 2 years of 95% in these patients. It's a logical step. Of course, you have to have a diagnosis. You need to make sure you know what you're treating. But surgeons are a little reticent to accept this. They need to understand that there's still a surgical option even after the patients will get this if the patient recurs, and the morbidity of that is not going to be too bad, especially if you limit it to the peripheral lesions that get treated. So I'm an advocate of investigating that modality. The randomized trial, I think, is a little premature. We need to define in the resectable patients exactly what the responses are going to be and exactly how, let's just say, much control we have and how durable the control is before we move to a randomized trial.
You know, I was telling her that in a way, I know it's completely different. It kind of reminded me of the SPIRIT trial that they tried to do in prostate cancer, comparing implants sure. to surgery, and they could never, you know, actually get it done, but people just sort of started doing it. And do you think in a patient who could tolerate surgery, but who just doesn't want to have it, or maybe they're just a little bit older, that this is a reasonable option?
Absolutely. I do think that for patients who refuse surgery or are not surgical candidates on the basis of age, if they have a peripheral lesion, outer third zone of the lung, then I do think that this is a very good option for those patients. Of course, we do not have 10-year follow-up on patients like that at this point, but the intermediate results, 3 to 5 years, are very promising. So at selective centers that are experts, and it takes excellent physics, it takes different machines that are done, you need to investigate and do your due diligence as to where you're going to go. But I do think that that is a very good option.